Welcome to the News Hour. Nearly a week into the U.S.-Israel war with Iran, President Trump today demanded the Islamic Republic surrender and again said he wants a hand in choosing the nation's next leader.
The Iranian Red Crescent says more than 1,300 people have now been killed by the American and Israeli bombing. Local officials in Tehran also said another school was hit with an airstrike. The bombing of a girls' school last Saturday killed more than 150 people, mostly children. Special correspondent Leila Moana Allen is in the Gulf and starts our coverage tonight of the expanding war beginning in Lebanon.
The strikes echo like deep thunder. Thick, gray smoke blankets the skyline of Lebanon's capital. The view from the ground, even more menacing. Buildings completely eviscerated. Overnight and into today, Israel pounded Beirut and its southern suburbs with by far the most intense airstrike since last year's ceasefire. Israeli officials say their campaign against Hezbollah will continue even after their war on Iran ends.
Hezbollah and the Iranian regime are one and the same. The Lebanese government must get rid of Hezbollah and soldiers of the Revolutionary Guard who operate on its territory. If they won't, we will chase and attack them.
Yesterday, the IDF ordered the entirety of southern Lebanon to evacuate. Some 400,000 people ordered to head north of the Litani River. And today, told all residents of several villages in the Bekaa Valley to leave too. Having already extended the unprecedented evacuation orders to cover entire neighborhoods in southern Beirut. In this densely populated area, hundreds of thousands of people forced to flee their homes. Terrified families with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
We're sleeping here in the streets. Some are sleeping in their cars, some on the beach. We are homeless.
Meanwhile, U.S.-Israeli attacks intensified across Iran, pushing the war into a new phase as it nears the one-week mark. A spokesperson for Iran's foreign ministry released this video showing what appears to be a school in Tehran smashed into ash by an airstrike. The IDF launched what it called a broad-scale wave of strikes on Tehran and the western city of Kermanshah, home to multiple ballistic missile bases. And U.S. Central Command said it struck this Iranian drone carrier. It all came alongside yet another message from President Donald Trump. He ruled out anything other than Iran's, quote, unconditional surrender. But Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian today tweeted that, quote, some countries have begun mediation efforts, which should address those who underestimated Iran and ignited this conflict. Trump also met behind closed doors with leaders of American military contractors and said the top defense manufacturing companies would, in his words, quadruple production of certain munitions.
Production for these kinds of systems, you know, takes years.
Retired Colonel Mark Kantsian told us whatever they do now won't have any impact on this war.
He's likely exhorting them to increase their production capabilities so that when the war is over, the United States can replace these munitions more quickly and provide them to allies and partners. Patriots, for example, are used very widely.
Those systems hard at work over Tel Aviv. Israel shot down Iranian missiles as they flew toward the capital. And today, missiles reached Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Qatar, though the number of attacks is declining.
It's sunset here in Qatar and time to break the Ramadan fast. Usually these streets would be packed, but with so many incoming attacks from Iran, many residents are choosing to stay home. We've just had another emergency alert go off for incoming missiles while we were standing here. Thus far, Gulf nations have managed to intercept most of these attacks, but now stocks for their missile defense systems are running low, and Gulf leaders are beginning to consider a firmer response.
Under the constant threat of Iranian missiles, the capital Doha's residents, including its large population of foreign workers, are trying to go on with life as normal.
Qatar always, they have very good alliance with many of other countries, especially neighboring countries. So I don't think it won't go forward.
But not everyone feels safe. Airports across the region have been shut down for nearly a week, stranding hundreds of thousands of tourists in a war zone.
We see rockets.
Matthias, a German tourist whose cruise ship sailed into Doha's port just minutes before the attacks began, was locked in his cabin on board for 5 days, taking shelter as drones and missiles rained down on the city.
The captain told us, stay here on board, don't leave the boat.
How are you feeling when these missiles come in?
We are fear. We look, watch in the sky and see the missiles and the other missiles from the airbase from Qatar, and we hit in the sky, an explosion. You see flames.
A region suspended in fear as the Iran war continues to escalate with no end in sight, and hundreds of millions caught in the crossfire. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Leila Malana Allen in Doha, Qatar.